The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets, shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stop those trying to enter.'" When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul says, "We are justified freely by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." That we are justified freely, that we don't have to do anything or earn anything or pay anything in order to be saved. It's God's gift to us. It would be 8.5 years after I entered the seminary before I actually believed that. I remember when I entered the seminary, and one of the reasons I share this is because I think many of us do not really believe that deep down. When I entered the seminary, I remember the ideal image of the spiritual director that I would need in order to become holy, in order to be saved. And I still see this image clearly in my mind, this bitter old priest, weathered by years of an austere life, who was going to make me do terrible, cruel penances and fasting so that I might become holy. I would sleep on broken glass, I would eat nails, I would do... And actually, that's not all that far from the truth, a slight exaggeration. And I look back and I see that was somewhat of the image that I had of God the Father. That if I was going to be saved, I needed to earn it for myself. And at a deeper level, I realize that I believe those things were necessary that I might win His love. I did not believe that God was love. And I did not believe that He loved me for me, but that I had to merit His love. And I think so many people believe that. He doesn't love me simply for me. I have to do something so that He might love me. And so every spiritual director I had, thanks be to God I didn't get the one that I thought I needed, every spiritual director I had would chip away at that notion. And so I entered the seminary and I was doing these different penances and fastings, and every single one of them would try to make me do less than I was doing. I'd say, "Oh, Father, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, this is necessary." And to the point where my last spiritual director in the seminary, he said, "Jeremy, I don't want you to do a single thing." He said, "You remember when our Lord talks about you can't put new wine into old wineskins or it's going to burst?" He said, "You are doing these things because you think you need to do them so that God might love you. You are not doing them out of love for Him. I don't want you to do anything because I don't want you to think that you have to do something so that He might love you." This is what many of the early converts were doing. They thought they had to follow the law strictly so that they might achieve salvation. And St. Paul was saying, salvation is given to you. You don't have to follow these things so that you might be saved. Our Lord asks out of love for Him, in order to remain in His love, that you might share in the salvation He's freely given you, that you might continue to live this way of life because you love Him. My brothers and sisters, St. Paul says, there is no reason for boasting, because everything is a response to God's grace. Let us ask our Lord for the grace that we might believe that salvation is a free gift given to every single one of us, and that we might not think that we need to do things in order to earn it, but that we might live a way of life to remain in the love that He freely gives us.